Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Rick continues teaching a series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In these lessons, Rick shows you what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. In just a little while, we're going to tell you how to get the Lord's Prayer Words of Hope and Happiness gift book. This life-giving resource will help you strengthen the hope of the children you love by introducing them to the Lord's Prayer. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called You've Got to Get Connected.
So what does it mean to be spiritually connected? It means four things. First, it means it's like being built into a building, that we lean on each other, that we help each other, that we support each other when things are going wrong. And if you're not connected, if you're not framed in, if you're not welded, if you're not attached, you're going to fall over. You're not going to have the support you need in life. It's like a building being built into a building. Number two, the second thing the Bible compares it to, it's like being joined into a body. It's like being joined into a body. Now, one of the most common descriptions of the church in the Bible, you know, is the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. And what Jesus Christ did when he was here in his physical body, walking around and doing all those things, he wants us to continue to do today. We are the body of Christ on the earth. We are Christ's hands. We are Christ's feet, ears, eyes, mouth, nose. We are his hands. We are his heart to the world today. The church is the body of Christ. Now, everybody knows that in order to have a body, it's all got to be connected. You can't have a disconnected hand or disconnected toe or disconnected ear or anything like that. And the Bible says this, in Christ's body, we're all connected. Circle that word. You got to get connected. In Christ's body, we're all connected to each other. Notice not to God, but to each other. He says, when you lie to others, you end up lying to yourself. Why? Because we're all connected. We're part of the body. We're all part of the same body of Christ. Notice this next verse in Romans chapter 12. Just as there are many parts in our bodies, so it is with Christ's body. We are all parts of it, and it takes every one of us to make it complete. For we each have different work to do. So, we belong to each other, and each of us needs all the others. Now, this is a very important verse. I want to stop here for just a second because it says five things about spiritual connections in just one verse. First, it says that in the church, we are all many different parts. And God designed it that way. Some are the hands and some are the ears and some are the mouth and some are the feet and some of the heart, and we're all different parts of the body, and it's all unique, and God intended for that day. God didn't expect us to all be alike. You can have unity without uniformity. God does not like uniformity. In fact, God likes variety. Have you figured that one out? Look down your row. God really overdoses on variety. I mean, really. He could have made maybe somebody who looked and thought acted just like you on the other part of the world and you wouldn't know it. But in all of history, all of the billions of people, he never made anybody like you. With the same looks, even twins aren't the same. Different emotions, different experiences, different background, different likes and perceptions and all of these different, God loves variety. I've told you this before, that when God created the insect beetles, he created over 8,000 varieties of beetles. Now really, you would have thought 100 or 200 would be enough. But God overdoses on variety. So God doesn't want us to be like each other. Did you hear that? God does not want you to be like anybody else. He loves variety. He says, we are all many parts and we're all different. And then he says the second thing is that everybody's needed. So it is with Christ's body. We are all parts of it. And he says it takes every one of us to make it complete. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. You build a jigsaw puzzle, you got one part missing. What are you going to notice? The one part that's missing. Okay, and that's the way it is in the body of Christ. You know, if you walked up to me and you started to talk to me and you noticed my head was missing, you'd probably notice that. You notice the part that's missing first in a body. And he says we're all important, everybody's needed, and you say, well, I'm just the toenail in the body of Christ. You ever lost a toenail? You notice it. I dropped a 12-pound weight on a toenail. It's just a tiny part, but I noticed it for about 6 months. It's like Tom always teases me. I said, you know, the most important light in my house is the little light I have on in the bathroom at night. It's not the big chandelier that impresses everybody. It's that little night light. That's the one that's most important to me, so I don't get up and stumble. And Tom goes, no, it's not it. The most important light to Rick is the one that turns on when he opens the refrigerator. Yes, that's the most important light in the house for him. Tiny. Never confuse prominence and significance. Okay? Something can be prominent but not significant. My nose is prominent. It just sticks out there, but it's not significant. I could lose my nose and keep on living the rest of my life, happily ever after. It's prominent, it's not significant. But there's some stuff inside of me, like a liver and a heart and lungs. They're not prominent. But if I lost them, I'd die. And you may not be prominent in the body of Christ, but you are significant. He says it all matters. Many parts, everybody's needed. We all have work to do. And by the way, if all parts did the same thing, it'd be pretty redundant. We all need to do different things. And he says we belong to each other there. Notice, would you circle that? We belong to each other. We're not only connected to each other, we belong to each other. Sometimes people say, well, I'm a believer. Really, you ought to say, I'm a belonger. Because that's what it means to be a part of the body of Christ. You don't just believe in Jesus, you belong to Jesus. And not only do you belong to Jesus, you belong to everybody else who belongs to Jesus. We belong to each other, and he says we need each other. Each of us needs all the others. Now, what good is a hand? If I cut this hand off and it lays over there, what good is it? No good. Detached, it's worthless. A detached retina, we all know what that does. You can't see. We know a detached ear, anything that gets detached, if it's not connected to the body, it's worthless. It is shrivel. Now notice the next verse here. Paul warned about spiritually disconnected people. And he says this, they are not connected to Christ, the head of the body, but we are joined together in his body by his strong sinews, and we grow only as we get our nourishment and strength from God. Now, I want you to circle the word grow. We only grow by being connected to Christ's body. Now, what I'm going to say to you is absolutely radical. You cannot grow spiritually without the church. A lot of people think you can. Oh, you know, I just listen to Christian radio. I go to Christian concerts. I read Christian books. You may be getting head knowledge, but you cannot grow without being connected to the church. Why? Because God says growth is all about love. And you can't have love just to a radio or to a book. You got to have people in your life. That's why I keep talking about you got to be in a small group. A lot of people love everybody in the abstract, but they don't like them. You know, they like the ideal, but not the real. To dwell above with those we love, that will be a glory. But to dwell below with those we know, that's another story. And so, you know, yeah, I like Christians. I just don't want to get to know any of them. Okay? And what happens here is this disconnection. Now, notice a body, a hand that's cut off from a body, not only won't grow, it's even worse than that, it'll die. And here's the point. Even more than growth, a disconnected body part dies. It dies. And he says, you're not going to get your nourishment And so what I'm saying to you is that this is absolutely essential. Not only do you need the body of Christ for support, like in a building, but you need the body of Christ for growth and nourishment and life. And if you're not connected to the body of Christ, you're not going to grow. In fact, you will spiritually shrivel up. That's why we're going to do a series on this. Number three, here's the third one. The third metaphor is a vegetable or a tree metaphor. It's like being attached to a vine. He says that being spiritually connected, Jesus says, he's trying to explain it to us. He says it's like being attached to a vine, like a grapevine or a tomato vine or any other kind of vine, a fig vine on a tree, or things like that. Now, it's interesting that Jesus, right before he goes to the cross, you figure whatever he's going to say to the people who are following him right before he goes to the cross is going to be most important. And he says this in John 14, 15, and 16. He's giving his last minute instructions to the people who are following him. And of all the things he could tell them, here's what he says. Live in me, and I will live in you. A branch cannot produce any fruit by itself. It has to stay attached to the vine. In the same way, you cannot produce fruit unless you live in me. He's saying, now, this is so important. Not only do you need the support, like in a building, and not only do you need the lifeblood, like being in a body, he's saying, you're not going to have any fruitfulness, any productivity in your life if you're out there on your own. You've got to stay connected. You've got to stay connected. Look at this next verse on the back of your outline. God's Spirit joins himself to our spirit. That's that connection. He joins himself to our spirit to declare that we are God's children. You say, I don't get that. Listen, when this happens to you, when you experience a spiritual connection for the first time, you know it. And all of a sudden, God no longer is some distant idea. You know God is real. There's not an atheist in the world who convinced me that God isn't real. Why? Because I talked to him. I just talked to him a couple minutes ago. I talked to him just like I'm talking to you. I've been a friend with Jesus Christ now for well over 40 years. Nothing could sway me of that. Why? Because I have a connection. It's not just about what the Bible says. It's not just what happens in the church. I have a connection to Christ. And that connection is so real. And I want you to have that kind of connection to God. It is the deepest prayer of my heart as your pastor and as somebody who loves you, that you will have that connection, that you go, whoa, there's no way I could not believe in God. I'm connected to him all the time. And I talk to him and he speaks to me and I hear him and I hear his voice, not in an audible way. God doesn't have to do that. I mean, you know, we get radio signals and TV signals through the air and don't understand that. God doesn't have to visibly put a sign out there. So he's saying, I want you to be connected and I want you to be joined to me. And he says, a disconnected branch, write this down, can't bear fruit. In plants, a disconnected branch can't bear fruit. You not only don't have the support, you not only start to wither and die, but you don't have any productivity in your life if you're not spiritually connected. He says, you got to be connected to have fruit. You know, I grow vegetables every spring, and I grow a lot of plants and fruit and all kinds of stuff. You know, if I cut them off, obviously, those branches aren't going to produce any tomatoes or anything else. All the different kinds of peppers. They've got to be connected in order to produce fruit. What kind of fruit? Up here on the screen. The fruit of the Spirit is this. There are 9 qualities. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I don't know about you, but I'd like to be more loving. I'd like to be more joyful. I'd like to be more at peace no matter what happens to the economy. I'd like to be more kind to people who are mean to me. I'd like to be a good person, not a bad or an evil person. I want to be faithful, not unfaithful. I want to keep my promises. I'd like to be gentle when people are not very gentle and they're rude and crude and coarse. And I'd like to have more self-control. He says that's called the fruit of the Spirit. Now here's the point. The evidence that you are spiritually connected is you see those nine things in your life. If you are not seeing yourself grow in love and more joy and more peace and more patience and kindness and more self-control and more all these things, guess what? It means you're not spiritually connected. Because he says when you're connected, you're going to bear fruit. And the mark that you're not connected is you're cut off. You got disconnected from God, and you got disconnected from the body, and you got disconnected from the plant. And he says, I'm the vine and you're the branch. He says, that's what it's all about. Any fruit in your life? Some of you are fruit cakes. Some of you are fruit loops. Sometimes we're all a little tutti frutti. But he's talking about this kind of spiritual fruit in your life.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad you're with us today. Recently, Pastor Rick had our graphic designers create a beautiful frameable version of the Lord's Prayer that you can download for free right now by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in a moment, but first, perhaps the most important role you can play in the life of a child is teaching them to trust God through prayer. It's the key to living with hope. Jesus said we should always pray and never give up. That's why it's so important to strengthen the hope of children by introducing them to Jesus' model for prayer at an early age. With this in mind, we're excited to tell you about a very special resource to help you do just that. It's called The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness. This book brings the poetic scripture of the King James Version of the Bible to life. Readers young and old will enjoy thoughtful insights from New York Times bestselling author, Pastor Rick Warren, and stunning illustrations by award-winning artist, Richard Jesse Watson. It's sure to become a meaningful bedtime ritual, a treasured memory, and a lasting legacy that bears good fruit for generations to come. The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness, is the perfect way to share the beauty and richness of the Lord's Prayer with the children the Lord has placed in your life, and we'll send it to you when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the good news to people everywhere. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, I've often said that I'm addicted to change lives. It's what keeps me going. One good story from you can keep me going for another month. To hear how God's working in your life, it just keeps me motivated. So you bless me with your stories. Here's one that came from a woman named Tania, who's a brand new believer. She wrote, Pastor Rick, I'm a new person in Christ, and I'm learning more and more every day. My supervisor here at work came in about a week ago and told me about your Daily Hope devotional and your broadcast. I am now hooked. Listening to Daily Hope each morning has become a blessing to my soul. It's really helped me to implement the Word of God in my daily life. Well, Tania, this is why we do what we do. This is why we do Daily Hope, for people like you, people who want to grow, who desire to grow, and who take the time to grow by getting into God's Word on a daily basis. Now, I want you to notice something about Tania's story. She didn't find the Daily Hope broadcast or podcast on her own. It was her coworker who told her about Daily Hope. Who have you told? You may have been listening to Daily Hope for weeks or months or even longer. Would you be an agent of love and an agent of hope and tell four or five people this week? Look for somebody today. Send an email, write a text, call somebody on the phone and say, this has helped me in my spiritual life and I want to pass it on to you. That Daily Hope can help you grow in your faith and in your walk in Christ.
Thanks for listening today. Be sure to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope and tell somebody about it. God bless you.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed your life, please write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.